About 3 weeks ago, I get a simple message from my mother, and she says, "What's your favorite hymn?" It didn't take long. The song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," almost immediately came to mind. And of course, as that was plugged into my brain, then I couldn't let it go. I spoke last week to the teenagers about friends and friendship because I couldn't let it go. And I thought, well, once I get that lesson done, then I can move on and maybe find something to do for communion this morning. But I couldn't let it go. God kept me reminding me that we are friends. Downstairs, we sing a song with the young people that says, "I am a friend of God." You know, the relationship that we have, we are children. But he says, "I want to bring you closer. I want you to be my friend." And I want you to read a couple verse passages this morning. It's in John 15:13. It says, "No one has greater love than the one who gives their life for their friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I do not call you slaves anymore. Slaves do not know their master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. I have told you everything I have learned from the Father." Then in 1 John 1:7, it says, "As we walk in the light, just as he is in the light, then we share a fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, makes us pure from all sin." I'm a friend of God, you're a friend of God, and because we're all friends of God, now we have that fellowship with one another. We are all friends with him, and we can come to him. And I don't dare sing that song, but I can tell you one thing, the friendship that we have in Jesus is so sweet. So sweet. And I just want to remind you that we're not just his children, but we are his friends. He's called us close. He knows us. He already knows us. We know that. But as we come together and share in this fellowship with one another, because we are friends of Jesus, yes, we are his children, but we're also called to be his friends if we keep his commands. And what we're getting ready to do right now is keeping one of those commands. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So if you'd take the bread with me. And the cup. Father, we are so grateful that you have considered us and desire for us to be your friend. And we're so grateful for the fact that your Son and our Savior laid down his life for us and has purified us from all of our sins. And I just pray that as we continue to walk with him, that we will walk with our friend Jesus and walk with you as we continue in our life ahead. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.